Do you know why I asked you to undress and kneel in front of me, kitten? Really? You have no idea what it could be. Somehow I just don't believe that since when we were at the restaurant, you did something against the rules, immediately looked at me, smirked, and then kept with it. Does that sound like someone who doesn't know what they're doing? Good. So we both agree that you know what you are doing, and that you did it on purpose to get a rise out of Mommy. You know the rules when we go out, Kitty. You are to treat me with the same respect that you do in this house. So when the waitress came around and you started teasing me with her, consider me shocked. That's not something a good pet would do, but it is something that my brat would love to do, isn't it? You just can't help yourself. Always trying to get Mommy all riled up. Everything you said with a smirk, knowing exactly that this is where you were going to be later. Even now, there's this certain mischievous glint to those eyes of yours. Like you don't regret anything. Practically thrumming with excitement as you kneel there, looking up at me, waiting for me to dole out your punishment. Do you have anything to say for yourself, kitten? How did I know that you wouldn't have an ounce of regret? I don't think you're capable of it, Kitty. But I can't just let that behavior slide. If I were to bring you home and not talk to you about it, you would start thinking that it's appropriate to disrespect Mommy like that. I'm not about to let that happen. I've worked so hard to instill manners in you, and I'm not going to let them go to waste just so you aren't embarrassed in public. So focused on looking cool, you didn't think about the consequences of your actions, did you? A bit of shame might do you good, pet. You did always look your best when you're all flustered for me. It's like, if you aren't told exactly what to do, you'll just do whatever you can to get Mommy's attention on you. Such a desperate kitty. You don't even realize what you're doing half the time. As long as Mommy's watching you, then you're happy. You'll just die if you aren't the center of attention, huh? Well, lucky for you, since you decided to act out, now all of my attention is on you, kitten. It's on correcting your behavior specifically. Doesn't that sound like fun? Why the pouting, pet? Is this not what you wanted? You had no problem laughing along with our waitress, making jokes at my expense. Did you really think that that kind of behavior would go unpunished? I require respect from you, kitty. I'm not going to let you disrespect me just to seem cool in front of some stranger. The opinions of others shouldn't matter to you. What should be the most important thing to you is staying on Mommy's good side. It seems you've forgotten that, pet. But don't worry. That's why I'm here. I'll help you remember, kitten. But before we get started, Can you tell me what your safe word is? And don't forget that 3 taps to my leg means that you want out when your mouth is full. Your safety is the most important thing to me. Understand? Good pet. Why don't you pull down my pants for me? Put that pretty mouth of yours to proper use. There you are. Take mommy's strap out of her pants. Make sure to get it nice and wet with that spit of yours. It's the only lube you're going to be getting. Oh, just look at you. I guess I don't mind your mouth when you're making me feel good with it. Pretty tongue darting out along the head, circling it. You don't gotta be gentle with it, kitten. It's mommy's strap. I can't feel any of this. Just want to watch you choke down my lamp. Embarrass you a little bit. Oh, come on. Take more than just a head in. You had so much to say at dinner with that big mouth of yours. Do you need mommy's help? No, you can't do anything by yourself, can you? Always needing mommy's help just to do one thing right. Don't know how to suck a strap without instructions. It's a good thing you're cute with your mouth full, or else I wouldn't be helping you out like this. Rocking my hips against your face as your tongue swirls around me. Drool starts to spill out the corner of your mouth. But you don't care. You just want to make sure the strap is nice and wet so it doesn't hurt when you take it, right? That's where this is headed, pet. You didn't think I was going to let you get away with simply being face-fucked by my strap, did you? That wouldn't be enough to teach you a lesson. You decided to tease me, so I decided it's only fair to tease you back. Listening to you choke and gasp for air as I continue to thrust deeply into your throat. Oh, that's a good kitten. You look so cute like this. Can see the bulge in your neck as you sputter around me. Deep-throating my strap. If you didn't want to have your mouth fucked, then you shouldn't have been acting like this. The only person you have to blame for this is yourself. Kneeling on the ground, looking up at me so pitifully. Tears well in your eyes as you try to blink them away. If you had behaved yourself, would you be in this position, kitty? Probably not. But you decided to be a brat, and this is how brats have to be treated. How else would you learn a lesson? Nothing sticks with you unless it's fucked into you. Maybe now you'll think twice about teasing me. After all, mommy demands respect, kitten. You don't get to make fun of me just because you want to fit in and seem cool. Otherwise, this is where you'll end up. Struggling for air as your tongue flails around my strap. Feeling it so deep in your throat. Make sure to get as much spit as you can on it, kitty. That's your lube tonight. not going to do anything special since you decided to be disrespectful at dinner. That's what you get. If you were a good kitty, maybe I would be gentler with you, but you don't deserve it. You're not back on my good side yet. You still have to work for it. You prepared yourself before we left, like I asked you, didn't you? So you can follow instructions. It just seems you like to pick and choose which ones to follow, huh, kitten? Well, that's simply not going to work for me. Taking my strap out of your mouth, lay back for me, and make sure to spread your legs while you're at it. Oh, yes, someone's certainly eager. Why don't you show me that you do know how to be a good kitten and beg to be filled with mommy's strap? That's what I was hoping to hear, Bats. You asked so nicely. How could I not give it to you? Moaning as my strap starts to thrust in and out of your wet hole. This is what you were thinking about the entire time I was in your mouth, huh? As good as it felt down your throat, it doesn't compare to how it fills you up. Having the strap press against my G-spot with every brush of my hips. Mommy's finding a pace that she likes, not one that you like. You're learning a lesson here, kitty. Tears streak down your cheeks, all while you get used to being filled up from the other side. Got so distracted having me fuck your face that you can't help the sounds that come out of your mouth. It seems that those lips of yours are always getting you in trouble. You couldn't keep your thoughts to yourself, even if you tried, Pat. You just don't have any self-control. That's why Mommy's here. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. You're just not happy unless you're being a menace, kitten. It's one of my favorite things about you. I just can't get enough of that attitude of yours. It makes it so much more satisfying when you finally give in. Because you always do. Mommy always takes you apart exactly how you need. Just look at you, starting to rock your hips with me as I reposition your legs, my hand coming between us to start playing with you as well. Oh, yeah. Starting to stroke you in time with your thrusts. I feel your hole starting to clench around me. Making me go tongue-tied. Trying to play dirty, are we? My goodness. You just don't know when to stop, do you? Just greedy for more pleasure. Ready for whatever I have to give you. You can try all you like, kitty. I'm not going to change for you. This is a lesson you need to learn. If you can't behave yourself, then you're going to be punished. I know you understand the rules, Pet. You know them by heart because I made you memorize them. You don't get to disrespect me like that and then not have any punishments. What would that teach you? Mommy has to teach her brat a lesson. And that lesson is not to be disrespectful towards her in public. That type of humiliation is saved for you, Pat. Next time you do that, I won't be so generous and wait until we get home to dole out the punishment. Mommy was feeling generous since this was the very first time you've ever done something like this. Oh, the next time you disrespect me like that, I'm going to bend you over the table in front of everyone at the restaurant and spank you until you can't sit anymore. And then, once you're crying and begging for me to stop, once your ass is on fire and you can't move without a limp, I'm going to fuck into you. Mommy's going to go as hard as she can against you, irritating your already spanked bottom. And I'm going to make you come, just like that, in front of everyone so they can see what a disobedient pet you are. Do you really want to suffer that kind of humiliation, kitten? Then you're going to start watching what you say in public, aren't you? I'll make you giddy. I have zero tolerance for that kind of behavior. You're going to learn the easy way or the hard way. And something tells me you're dead set on the hard way. Rocking against me, creating more friction, more pleasure for yourself. So greedy for it. Do you even know what you're doing? Do you even know what you're asking for? Oh, fuck. What a selfish slut, wanting to hoard all the pleasure to yourself. Feeling my strap brush against that sensitive bundle of nerves inside you. You can't help but moan as tears continue to run down your face. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. You don't know what to do. You want to get closer. You want to get further away. Maybe. All you want is release. Maybe you want to be left alone. All you know is that you're begging for something. Do you know what it is, kitten? No, of course you don't. You're mommy's special little pet. Of course you don't know what you want, let alone what you need. Oh, it's a good thing I'm here, because I'll take care of you. I'll give you what you need. Yeah, twisting your nipple, you arch further against me. Without mommy, you would be masturbating all alone right now, wouldn't you? Much prefer having mommy strap filling you up, stuffing your sensitive hole so full. Every thrust inside you causes another little gas to escape your lips. Oh, focusing all your energy on not coming, on staying right at the edge, on waiting for permission. You're not going to risk fucking up when you're this close to getting what you want. Oh, fuck it. Oh, yeah. Only good kitties who take their lessons to heart get to orgasm. I wouldn't let a brat come, and you've been awfully bratty for mommy today. You gotta show me that you can behave yourself, that you deserve to come. Why would mommy reward a pet who can't stay in control? That wouldn't do you any good. You wouldn't learn anything. that this is about is teaching you a lesson, reminding you of your place. You feel good right now because your place is underneath mommy. You're close to coming because mommy is making you feel like that. Everything you are is because of mommy. So what do you say, kitty? What do you tell mommy for making you feel this good and helping you get this close to coming? Oh, yeah. That's good, kitty. Listen to that wrecked voice. Desperately meeting my thrust with your own hips. Your hole happily takes whatever I give it, greedily swallowing every inch of my strap. You get closer to the edge. Oh, that's a good pet. Wrapping your arms around me, eyes clenched shut as tears run down your cheeks. All your energies on not coming and continuing to take my strap. It's gonna be too much for a kitty like you. Oh, luckily for you, mommy can't hold herself back either. You feel too fucking good, Bets. So come with me. You've made me so proud. You've done such a good job for mommy, Bets. Come with me, kitten. You can do it. Be a good kitty and come. Come with mommy. Look at you. You actually did what you were told for once. Do you know how proud that makes mommy, kitten? Huh? Do you have any idea what a good job you did and how proud I am of you? Mommy is so proud of you, pet. You did such a good job. You took it so well. Handled the face fucking amazingly, too. Yes, you did. You're forgiven, kitty. Mommy's no longer upset with you. You did such a wonderful job. It would be impossible to stay mad at your adorable face. Yes, it would. I love you so much, Pat. I'm sorry. Mommy just had to teach you a lesson, that's all. I don't like it when you force my hand, but sometimes it has to happen. If I didn't punish you for being disrespectful, you might start thinking it's okay to talk like that. You're better than that, kitten. Mommy knows that. That's why you were punished, because you're so much better than that. You're okay now. All is forgiven. You're back on my good side. Everything is back to how it was. Your mommy's very good, kitty. All you did was make a silly little oopsie. It's nothing to be too upset over. Mommy corrected you swiftly. You made a little mistake, thinking you could get away with an attitude in front of others. Now you know that mommy isn't going to be lenient on you in any way, don't you? It's better for you this way. Now you won't have to second guess if what you're doing is right or wrong. You won't be confused if you're handling something correctly. All that stuff can be so hard for you. That's why you have mommy. Mommy's here to take care of you, kitty. Yes, I am. Mommy loves you very much. The punishment was for your own good. You did such a good job for me. Mommy is proud of you, kitty. You made a mistake, but then you corrected it. That means you took the lesson to heart, that Mommy did a good job. You did your best, and that's exactly what I was looking for, Pat. I'm so lucky to have you as my kitten, to come home to you every night, to call you mine. Mommy loves you, kitten.